Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your host, Elohim. We're talking about politics today. First, we're going to play our national anthem. Good evening, good evening. This is your host, Elohim. Today we're talking about politics. First, I'd like to make an assertion. I'd like to thank Source Energy for my birthing gods, Psalm 82:6, King James Version, backed up by Jesus, John 10:34. my birthing gods are my mother and father, that will be James and Sarah, for giving me life so that I can embark on this wonderful journey. I would like to thank my God, Sarah, for going through the birthing process of baptizing me, okay? Going through the pain of baptizing me to make me a holy person. Wait a minute, brother. Just because you were born, you're holy? That's what the books say. We go to Luke 23, King James Version. As is written in your law, as is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Now, that means that every person, now we're talking about the King James Version, some of the other versions, they change it around a little bit because they're trying to take the keys out. Because once you transition into the mind of God, they do not want you, they do not want you to understand the keys. And the keys are there. The keys are in the Bible to make you a better person. That's what the actual thought process of the Bible is for. There's more things to it, but when you're dealing from the mindset of God, things become a little better. Become a little better for you. You begin to understand things just a little bit more, okay? We're going to read Psalms 82:6. I have said you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. That's what it says. And this is backed up by Jesus. Now, we're not talking to men and women. These broadcasts are for people who are transitioning into God. Men and women are children. So it's kind of hard for the children to see what we're saying, right? So we want to explain to you right from the beginning that we're talking to those who are transitioning to gods or those who are gods or who are transitioning into gods, okay? In John 10:34, is it not written in your law, I said you are gods, okay? Now, I'd like to make an assertion. An assertion is the acceptance of source energy's law. Reap what you sow. There's only one law for the cosmos. Everything else is made up based on those laws. As a God in this dimension, I accept the law of reap what you sow, and I will not do anything that I do not want done or said to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. I like to make my little pledge here. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow, and I will have no trouble that I cannot solve. Think about the words that I'm saying, okay? That's in Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Okay? Now, what I'd like for you to do is to do a little breathing exercise with us. Take 10 deep breaths. Make sure you fill your lungs up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, this is to get a little extra oxygen to the brain so that you'll be able to focus a little more on what's going on. We're going to be here for an hour, okay? Now, we're going to play a song off the album. We have an album on the market called 911 Jesus Emergency. In fact, that's the song that we're going to play for you, right? 911 Jesus Emergency. You can go on YouTube, look up Elohim Christ, 911 Jesus Emergency, a crisis come. And now if you want to hear more tunes on the album, right, you can also purchase the album on CD Baby. We're at Amazon. We're everywhere out there. So just look up 911 Jesus Emergency, a crisis come, and you'll be able to buy the album if you so choose to.
Hello? Yes, is this Reverend Elohim?
Yes, it is.
Well, I haven't been to church lately, And I'd like for you to make a 911 emergency call to Jesus and tell him that I need him right away. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll make the call. Just hold on for a minute. Hold on.
Songs off the album, 911, Jesus Emergency. Now, you notice when we first started, I did not use the word pray. There's a reason why we don't pray, because there's two types of energy in the universe. Everything is made up of those two types of energy. Now, we can break that energy down and into its different components. One is incorporeal energy, and one is corporeal energy. Incorporeal energy is what we call source energy. Now, according to the Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0, the breath of life that was breathed into Adam was not air. It was incorporeal energy, which changes frequency. We'll talk about that one day. Since incorporeal energy is the life of the flesh, this is what gives us the spark or the energy to make us what we call alive. That means that incorporeal energy is a part of who I am, and I am a part of what who incorporeal energy is, which means I am in the Father and the Father in me. This is what the tyrannical scriptures teach Jesus was referring to. All of the cosmos has incorporeal energy involved in it. It's because of the incorporeal energy that everything is. Okay? Now, we're not going to get into that lecture. I just wanted to explain why I'm explaining why we don't pray, because source energy already knows and has already empowered us to get what we want. But we have to focus on what we want and based on the law of reap what you sow, sowing things that will bring what we want into existence. Whatever you want is there for you, as long as you don't misuse the law of reap what you sow. If you do things that you do not want done to you, that's corruption, especially when you set up a system to block them from doing to you what you've done to you, what you've done to them. That's corruption. So a corrupt nation or a corrupt people, their society won't last long. It will last for a while because evil has a tendency to rule through fear. People get scared. You'd be surprised what people do when they get scared. So, but that type of system don't last but for so long, okay? We wanted to explain to you why we don't actually pray. It's not necessary for us to pray. Our actions, our thoughts, that's our prayer. So based on our actions and our thoughts, that's what we want to bring to us. But you really have to know what you want. This is what's going on. Now, every show we talk about love. That's important. Every show we talk about love. Love is a part of the political landscape. Because without love, without knowing how to love each other, we're not going to get along. We're going to have trouble. We're going to have problems. Love is the act that makes others feel good. And you sit in some of these meetings that we have and some of the things that we have in Congress and the Senate, they are not saying things to make each other feel good. They're all trying to get brownie points by making the other person feel terrible. And that's what's going on out there. You sit and listen to them. Listen to them talk, how they beat each other up. I mean, it's really crazy out there. They don't know what love is. If they know what love is, they only choose to give it to themselves, to people around them. This is why this show today is so important, because we're talking about politics. Now, if you're going to think something or do something that's not going to make the other person feel good, don't do it. Don't say it. Don't even think it. And then we'll have better meetings when we come together. We'll be able to get more done, all right? So normally we talk about 4 or 5 minutes of love every show because we think that's very important. Now the question for today is, why is politics so important? It's the art of compromise. We can't just kill each other when we have a disagreement. That there has to be a methodology where we can come together, sit down, and communicate with each other so we don't kill each other. That's a big problem. Now, we're doing this all over the planet, and the biggest problem is what Jesus called religion. He didn't want us involved in religion because the religious process is what causing us, that's what's causing us to harm each other so much. If I'm not a part of your religion, they say you're an infidel. They talk about like minds. If we don't have like minds, we can't work together, you know? Well, some groups say, well, if it gets to the point that our minds are so unlike, to you be yours, to me be mine. That means, hey, sorry. Can't work with you no more. That's it. We have to upgrade our minds to the point that we can deal with each other. It's very important that we understand the political landscape. Okay? That's why we push democracy. All right? I know some people screw with the word democratic, democracy, demon. It's a demon system. But the system was given to us. I know this is a civilization, okay? Civilization is a culture based on lies. Now, before the white tribe came into power, all right, there was no civilization. There was no cultures based on lies. The culture was based on truth and reciprocity. So once they came into the picture, they didn't understand their culture. So they began lying and trying to take and steal other cultures. From that process, they began taking and stealing other people's land, stealing other people. They began stealing and taking every doggone thing. But the white tribe, they have 2,000 years of rule, like all the other tribes had, you know. And the biggest problem that the tribes have had is the persecution of the other tribes. We're talking about black, brown, red, yellow, and white. These are the five tribes of the earth. When you look at what color you are, each color represents one-fifth of the world's population, which means that your color is situated all over the world. You don't have borders. There are no borders to you. You can go anywhere on the planet and find somebody that's your color. Anywhere on the planet. It doesn't matter. I don't care what color you are. So since there's no borders for you, the borders were set up by the children. Who are the children? Men and women are the children, right? Once they make the transition into God, they're no longer children. God are the adults. Men and women are the children, okay? This is what we're trying to bring to your attention because it's very important that you transition into God. No, you know, God don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, and understand the law of reap what you sow. And God does not do anything that will bring, or God does not do anything that God does not want done to him. Okay? When I say God, I'm using God as a gender-neutral word. I don't get the male and female thing. I'm not going there with that. They done screwed that up so bad. Nobody wants to be a man. Nobody wants to be a woman. We don't want to be that. And I understand that. You're supposed to be transitioned into God. Now, because of the religious institutions, I'm blaming them because they're blocking the people from transitioning into God. And the 1%, they're doing the same thing. Everything that they put out, everything that they're doing, keeps you away from transitioning into God. Because once you transition into God, they lose control over you. And this is about somebody being in control over you. That's what this is about. They do not want you in control of yourself. They want to be in control over you. And that's what's going on. This is what the political arena is all about. Right, the song that we played when we first started was called "The Age of Freedom Has Come." You have a lot of people that want you to stay as puppets. They do not want you to be free, and they're fighting against your freedom. When President Hansen, I don't know if they blocking certain history from you. When President Hansen and them. When I say them, I'm talking about the Moors. I'm talking about the poor white trash that Britain kicked out of the country. I'm talking about the Chinese. I'm talking about the indigenous people. They were the ones that were responsible for bringing this system into existence, okay, on the level and the scale that it is right now. They were responsible for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Not George Washington and the slave owners, not those crooks. They were not responsible for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. At one time, they had that information on the Internet. It was on YouTube. They had videos talking about it. They took all that down. You can't find that no more, okay? They're beginning to control the Internet so that you can't really find the information that you need. All five tribes were instrumental and bringing this country to what it is, okay? When the slave masters rebelled, George Washington did a military coup and rebelled against the people that wanted freedom for everybody. They rebelled. George Washington was a lawyer, and they gave him control of the military. He pulled a military coup. Okay, this information was on the net, but it ain't there no more. They're taking it down because they do not want you to make your transition into who and what you're supposed to be. Okay, they pulled a military coup, ran off of France, right? Had a war with Britain. They lost. Read the Treaty of 1812. You'll see that the independence that we were talking about was never won. Okay, you have what we call a pseudo independence right now. Okay, read the Treaty of 1812. That's if they haven't taken that down from the internet. They're taking everything down that's going to bring you into what you're supposed to be. This, we're talking about politics, but we're giving you a better understanding of where this political arena was supposed to go. Now, if we were still under the slave masters, which was George Washington, the so-called Southerners, that's what they call themselves, women would not have the right to vote. The other four tribes, black, brown, red, and yellow, would not have the right to vote. Women would not be able to hold office, okay? Your job would be to stay home and make babies and take care of the house and watch the men. That would be your job as a woman, all right? This is what was going on before, prior to the Civil War. This is what they were trying to enact on you, okay? And the people that enjoyed freedom, that wanted freedom for everybody, that's what sparked the war, the Civil War, so to speak. Why they call it a Civil War? Civil War is linked to spiritual stuff, okay? So it was called a Civil War. The civility, the civil rights of the people were being decimated by the so-called Southerners. I'm calling them so-called because in North, South, all this kind of crazy stuff, this is what causing the chaos, causing us to fight. There's people that absolutely do not want everybody to be free. And they were fighting you tooth and nail to keep that from happening. This is what's going on right now. Once they killed Abraham Lincoln, they lost the Civil War. Once they killed Abraham Lincoln, they began fighting the Civil War through politics. That's why you have bases named after some of these murderers. You have statues of some of these killers and murderers out there. You understand what I'm saying? That's what was going on. So we begin to wake up. They don't want you to wake up. I'm using a term. They do not want you to wake up. They want you to stay asleep so that you can't recognize what they're doing. The white tribes... time is almost up. Each tribe has had 2,000 years to rule. Black tribe ruled for 2,000 years. They persecuted the brown tribe. Look at the hieroglyphics. I keep saying this on some of my shows. Look at the hieroglyphics. You'll see that the black tribe, some of them jet black brothers and sisters, they were ruling over the brown tribe. Until the brown tribe revolted. That's what the Bible was talking about when it was talking about the Hyksos and the rebellion. Okay? There was a brown tribe rebelling. Then the brown tribe came to attack the red tribe. They came here. This was called the Americas. The America was run by the red tribe. There was a global empire going on here. Okay? It wasn't just anybody. They had a global empire going on. This is the information that they're blocking from the internet that you can't get. That's why I like the book that was put out. I think it was Horace Butler, called When Rocks Cry Out. Read that book. It will tell you about the global empire that the Redskins had with proof of what was going on. All right? Now, since we're actually dealing with politics, this is why I'm trying to give you some type of history on the lies that's being given to you by the civilized culture. Most of the stuff that they're giving you is based on the lie that they're dominant and they're supposed to be in charge of everybody. But that's not true. Like I said, each tribe has had their 2,000 years to rule, and they abused the other tribe. It wasn't nothing for the Japanese to go in there and start bombing the Chinese and everybody else they can get their hands on, you know? All of this needs to change now if the planet is going, well, the planet is going to survive. We're not going to blow up the planet. But we can blow the face, destroy the face of the planet like we did on Mars. We've been in this situation before. We've been at war globally, internationally before. This ain't the first time that this thing has taken place. There's a person, Dr. Horace Butler, okay? If you go read some of his stuff, honestly, not Horace Butler, but Dr. Delbert Blair, if you read some of his stuff, you get a better understanding of what the global, what the international wars off-planet was all about, all right? I'm just giving you some information that they're shutting down on the Internet, and you can't get this information, okay? Now, we're talking about why politics is so important. Politics is the art of compromise. We need to compromise with each other, okay? Now, what's wrong? We went, what's wrong with the other four tribes? There's nothing wrong with the other four tribes. The other four tribes, any one of the four tribes can assume power at any time. Only thing that has to happen, because you can see the things are shifting now. Resources. The need for certain types of resources are changing. Once the need for certain resources are changing, that changes the tribal positions of power. Okay? We're going into space. We're going to be traveling at speeds faster than light. Oh, brother, what are you talking about? Yeah, we're going into space because that's why we're here. You keep asking yourself, why are we here? We are here to maintain the Milky Way galaxy. That's why we're here. This planet is a testing ground for the five tribes. We need to learn to work together. If we don't work together, they're going to end this experiment. You know what I mean? And they'll start extracting each tribe, taking them back to the planet on which they came from, up near the the constellation, they call it Osiris, so we call the constellation Elohim. It was called the Orion's Belt. They call it the Orion's Belt now. Each tribe come from one of the suns and one of the planets around the five planets, dealing with the one the Isis says she's from. That's the one to the right of Orion's Belt. That's the, there's planets around that sun the Isis says she comes from. This gets very tricky because we keep relating everything to what's going on the planet. But you're not from this planet. That's why there's no missing link. Hello? You're not from this planet. You're from the five suns in Orion's Belt. That's why the pyramids were set up like that, to show you where you came from. All right? And the suns, geometrically, and the way the suns is the way, I mean, I'm talking about the pyramids, geometrically, the way they are set up and what's going on is an indication that there's more to you than what your DNA is referring to on this planet. You're more than this planet. This planet is just a speck of dirt. There's millions of planets out there just like this one. And we're supposed to be putting ourselves in a position to explore it. Well, somebody asked me, well, what is a white tribe bringing to all of this? Listen, we talked about what God is. God is one that knows right from wrong, is a designer, and has a strong imagination. Nobody's imagination is stronger than the white tribe. I'm telling you straight up. And we want to credit them with something? Credit them with having some amazing imagination. We can invent something with their imagination. They go crazy with it, you know? It's very important that you know what each tribe is bringing to the table. And with their imagination, because everything that they need is already here. It's, they just have to imagine it in a different light. This is why we're all planet, all right? Men and women are under nature because they're children. I say this all the time. If you doubt that, go outside, flap your arms, and try to fly like a bird. You can't. You can't fly like a bird because it's not natural for you to fly like a bird. But God, on the other hand, is different. For God is above nature. They keep telling us everybody's above nature. Yes, they have the heart machine. They have the elf technology. These are machines that control the weather and create earthquakes and things of that nature. We're into our godhood, but we're functioning as children. That's the problem. We have people in Congress, okay, who supposed to be functioning as gods, but they're functioning like children. If you look at some of the things that they're doing, they're acting like teenagers out there, okay? Now, we got a couple of dictators out there who took democracy, turned them into dictators, and they're trying to fight to keep their dictatorship when most of the people don't want them as the dictator. I'm not mentioning no countries, but you know what's going on out there. And they're trying to do the same thing here. They want to eliminate your freedoms. They want to eliminate democracy. If they eliminate democracy, there's no art of compromise. In the Constitution was set up to protect the people from the leaders. That's what the Constitution is for. It wasn't for the people. It was set up to protect the people from the leaders. This is why the five tribes set this stuff in motion like this. And you can see how they want to change the Constitution. They want to change this. They want to change that. They want to take away your freedoms. You're supposed to be running the country. They're supposed to be bringing to you what you desire. And you were supposed to, because of the teachings of Yahshua, whom you call Jesus, whom you say that we're Christians and we're about Jesus, okay? But you're not about Jesus. You're about using Jesus to promote your own agenda. You can see in the horrible things that you've been doing and putting Jesus' name on it. We're woke. We can see what you're doing right now. We're no longer asleep, and we're not going back to sleep, okay? Nobody wants to be a man or a woman. We're transitioning out of the men and women stage into the God stage where we don't steal, we don't cheat, we don't lie, we don't take things that alter our consciousness, because the consciousness is everything. We don't do that. We're not in the process of trying to kill millions of animals to feed ourselves. This is why we're going into what they call veganism, which is in Genesis 1:29. It tells you how to eat. Those of you walking with the Bible under your arm and a pork chop in your mouth, it ain't supposed to be that way. There's three thought processes in the Bible. That of a slave, which is coming through Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is a sign of slavery. That of men and women, which is coming from the restrictions of this so-called overseer who's calling himself God, anybody, E.T. perpetrating the fraud. And then we're talking about God. Jesus wanted you to transition into your godhood so that you can do what he did. That's what was going on. So they tell you that God is in control, but they're not telling you that the God that's in control is in the mirror. That ain't what they're telling you. They're trying to give you somebody that's controlling you that sent them to talk for that entity. This is what they're doing. But that's not what the Bible says. See, the Bible has its own thought process. The Bible's telling you that you're God, and that every man or woman baptized, I use the term women, but every person baptized by a woman is holy. Because that woman, according to Psalms 82, is God. You have been personally baptized by God. Sometimes I talk about this every show, but this is so important. Now, since we're dealing with politics, in order to deal with politics, you have to know what the truth is. If you don't know what the truth is, the political arena is crazy. What is the truth? You're going to ask 10 people, what is the truth? And you get 10 different answers. Oh, depends on what you're talking about. What do you mean by the truth? Because they don't know what the truth is. This is the truth. This truth will take you into the birthing process because you need to be born again. That's what we're talking about. But let's be talking about politics today. So everything that we're talking about is in the is under the political nature, right? The truth is what you see and what you understand, what you've done in your lifetime, that's the truth. And it never changes. It never changes. When we're talking about Jesus, that was his truth. It wasn't your truth. He wasn't back there walking with him. When we talk about Moses, that's why I tell you, anybody come and tell, trying to tell you what Moses meant, kick them to the curb. The only way they can know what Moses meant, if they had a phone, if they had a line where they can talk to Moses. Moses knew what he wanted. You've learned that you're learning how to read. You know how to read. You know how to understand language. Read the book for yourself. And you can determine what you think Moses meant. But they can't tell you what Moses meant unless they're talking to Moses. They can't tell you what Jesus meant unless they're talking to Jesus. When Jesus said, it's written in your law that you are gods, take what he said at face value. Don't let somebody come in, well, he meant this and he meant that. No, he meant exactly what he said. Psalms 82, it said, you are all gods. Oh, they're trying to change it around. Well, they meant the big G, the little G, the roundhouse G. No, just what it says, they wrote down what they wanted to write down, and they knew how to speak. They knew how to read. They knew how to write. That's why they wrote the stuff down for you. They don't need you to come and interpret. It says you are all gods, just that simple. Just like when the guy was saying shaped in iniquity and all that kind of stuff. We're born in sin. He said, I. He wasn't talking about everybody. He's talking about himself. That's what he thought of himself, that he was shaped and born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But those that have transitioned into God, that don't somebody tell, well, Jesus was not God. Yes, he was. And he verified that you are too. They don't want that thought press in your mind because they do not want you to lock on to this verse where he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that eateth of me, greater works. Okay, he that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I do, you will do. He said you can do greater than him. How can you be greater than him if you weren't where he was? Jesus knew he was a God, and he knew you was a God. That's why he told you, it's written in your law that you are gods. And he knew he was a God. That's why they wanted to kill him. They said, this guy, we can't let this information get out. Let's kill this guy. And anybody that's talking like him, they stabbed James. Come on. I'm talking about the King James Version now because they're changing the Bibles around out there, but they don't want you to know. All right? Just like when it says in Luke 2:23, any man that come through the womb of a woman is holy. Any or all. This is what they're talking about. Now, some versions say the firstborn. That's a key change. That's the firstborn, nobody else is holy. See, that's a key change. The King James Version don't say that. They're changing the King James Version around, too. So we're talking about politics. All this is part of the political landscape because you're acting outside of who you really are. You are really a God, and you're supposed to be acting like God. I'm not talking about E.T., the one that got everybody going crazy in the Bible. E.T. was perpetrating fraud because he was violating, okay, the law of the universe, which is reap what you sow. That E.T. in the Bible that was perpetrating a fraud, calling himself God or the Bible. Well, he was a god, but he wants you to know that you was God too. That's why he said, don't worship no other god other than me, you know. He wants you to wake up to who you really were, you know. So this is what's going on right now. We're in a political landscape functioning like children, functioning like men and women, you know. Anytime the lady was going to be the Supreme Court and they asked her, what is a woman? And she noted it was a political disrespect. So she said, well, I'm not a biologist. So I don't, you know, I can't really answer that question. You see what I'm saying? How she protected herself from the Inquisition? You all over the LGBT community, but the religious institutions are blocking them from transitioning into God. What would happen if one of the LGBT got on live TV and said, I'm God? You'd laugh them out of the doggone place. You talk about them like they're crazy. Think they need to go to a mental institution. If your child come up who's transitioning into God, that's what teenagers are doing. If teenagers are transitioning into God, but them being God is politically incorrect. So you don't allow them to make that transition. But what you're depriving them of is the knowledge, the understanding that they don't have to lie. They don't have to cheat. They don't have to steal. Okay? This is who they were born to be. They are holy people, divine people. Every child is a divine person. This is what you're blocking them from getting in their minds. And this child being divine would not do some of the stuff that these people are doing under religion. I don't care what religion you are. They're all doing the same thing because they have a God. There's only one God. They have a God that sent them, oh, I'm the prophet, I'm the this, I'm the minister, I'm the that, to teach you to follow this dictator that they're calling God. That's not how it works. This is not what Jesus was saying, all right? I'm not telling you what he meant. You can read. Read what he said. And what he said was what he meant. You know? Anybody come to try to tell you what these people meant or what they meant, kick them to the curb. Okay? Now that you know what the truth is, when you talk to a person, you want their truth. That's why a liar is so terrible to be around. Because they have a truth. But they don't want you to know their truth because they've done some terrible things in their lifetime, and they don't want you to know about it. And you need to know, you got a guy in Congress that lied straight up about his truth, his journey. You don't know what he was, who he did. He lied about everybody. And this man lied his way all the way into Congress. He got a guy that lied his way all the way into the White House. It's crazy out here. Because we don't know what the truth is, so the liars are getting over like a fat rat. You really want to know a person's truth. You want to know what their journey was. That's why we have the investigations into people, who they are, what they did. If you say you went to college, if you say you went to high school, what high school you went to, what college you went to. If you say you've never been to jail, if you say you've never done this, they have to check on you now because we have become a society of liars, which is terrible. The truth is your journey. You was there. And if I'm going to California, I catch a plane. The plane is not my truth. That's somebody else's truth that they did on their journey. I'm using their truth to fly to California. Once I get to California, I paid them for the service, and I'm off. Now, if I want to set up a plane company where I'm making aircraft and stuff, then I need books on their truth so that I can learn from them on how to do that. Everything that you're trying to do, somebody has done it. Buy their books. design your future for you, find out who's done what you're trying to do, buy their book, and do it. If you like what they say that Jesus did, that was Jesus' story. Okay? If you like that story, then get you a Bible. Or I recommend the King James Version. And try to figure out what Jesus was saying that you could do. Because he's telling you could do what he did. If you like what he did, go for it. Because you got it like that. Because it's telling you that you are a God. You go from men and women and you transition into God. Gods are the adults. We need adults in Congress. We need adults running the political arena. Okay? Once they accept the fact, okay, I'm a God. I mean, I can't lie no more. I can't cheat. Can't steal. No more mind-altering substances will I take. And I'm going to try to do the best I can to go vegan, to stop killing these animals and using them for food. Hello? Wouldn't you like your child to be that God? Well, that's what your child is going into if you let them. Let them go into their godhood. But you have to recognize that you're God. And mama, that you have personally baptized your children. That's what the baptism is all about. And Jesus ain't baptized nobody in Jesus ain't dunked nobody in the water. He knew better than that. You know? He knew better than be out here trying to dunk somebody in the water when he knew that you were baptized you were baptized personally by God, which is your mother. That's what's going on. See, the political landscape is determined a lot by who and what you think you are. Oh, I'm a Democrat. Oh, I'm a Republican. Okay. Oh, I'm an independent. You can be those things, but what does that mean? Okay. When 150 blacks got together and set up the Republican Party, after white tribe went crazy. No, we can't let these people have their own political party, knowing what they've been through. And they'd be looking for justice and reciprocity. They said, man, they might do to us what we did to them. We got to stop these people. They don't even want your information toward in school. This is all part of a political agenda. We're talking about politics now. This is all part of a political agenda. You want to know how much control they're trying to emphasize over you? Go on the Internet and ask this question. Who owns the Federal Reserve Bank? Okay. Now, at one time I got the answer. It was on the Internet. I'd like to see you get that answer now. They've taken it down. They don't want you to know these questions. Okay. Why are the states fighting so hard to keep the federal government from disarming them? That's a good question. Why don't you go and try to find out? You know what I'm saying? Who does the federal government, who actually owns, okay, the federal government? These are questions that you need to ask yourself. Who actually owns the federal government? Okay? What in the world is going on in there? They're keeping information from you. Now, I'm saying this stuff, but you got to do the research to find out. I'm not throwing the answers out there. You got to do your own research. You might have to go into one of the main libraries to find this stuff out. Question. This is why the Christ consciousness, some people call it the universal mind, that's why this is so important. Because Jesus said, knock, and it shall be opened. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. The only answer that you can't get is to a question that's never asked. Because if you're asking the questions, the Christ consciousness or the universal mind, which you're connected to, I'm in the Father and the Father in me, you're connected to source energy because you are made from source energy. We'll get into that, how things were made. There was no Big Bang, so I'm just going to throw that out there. They recognize that there ain't no Big Bang out there. And in Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0, we explain exactly how everything was made, where dark matter came from, where space came from, where the black holes came from, how this dimension was formed, where the first gods of space came from. All this explained in Tyrannical Scriptures Bible 2.0. All explained in there. That's part one. All right? I'm not dealing with part one. We're on politics right now. So the political arena, okay, has had, the political arena is very important, okay? Now, because each tribe mistreated the other tribes, their empires are gone. Evidence. Look and see all the great religious statues and stuff that's out there. Where are the people? Where's the tribe at? Where's the culture? What happened to the doggone people? They're gone. Those great empires are gone. I don't care how great an empire you think you got. I don't care how big and bad you think you are with your little planes flying around and your satellites. All of that can go away if you do not follow the law or reap what you sow. You have to come back to the reality of the global law. Reap what you sow is the law of the cosmos. Everything was made based on that law. If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put mathematics on it to control the reaction. That's science. Okay? I'm just giving you some information that they're not dropping on you. This information you need to have if you're going to be reborn again. You know what the truth is. The truth never changes, and it's always the same. The truth is what you see, what you do, what you understand in your lifetime, because you were there. You've seen it. You wasn't there when Muhammad was when they talked to Muhammad in the cave. You can't verify that. But Muhammad said some things that will make you a better person. Use it. Buddha, when Buddha got his enlightenment, you weren't there. You don't know where Buddha really got his enlightenment from. You wasn't there. But Buddha said some things that will make you a better person. Upanishad, same thing. This is the journey of the Christ consciousness. We'll talk about that at another time. I only got 2 minutes, okay? The journey of the Christ consciousness went from the Dogons all the way to Muhammad. I'm going to say it right quick. I don't have time now. I only got about a minute left. Look, love is the act to make others feel good. I have walked the path of reap what you sow. Everything that I've done today, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Look, love is, and always will be, the answer to what we're doing. Politics is the art of compromise. We need the political landscape, but we need to upgrade. We need to make the transition from men and women into gods, okay? That's what's wrong with the LGBT, I'm not familiar with the term, with their little community out there. They want to transition into God, but the religious people won't let them. They can't walk around talking about, well, I'm a God, I'm God, I'm God. You think you're down in the trans community today? They walk around talking about their gods? Oh, man, you'd probably be hanging them out there like you used to do black folks. Because he's afraid that they're going to wake up and do the same thing to you that you've done to them. You know, times are changing. This is why the democracy was given to you. Democracy is important. We have to protect the democracy and protect the United States. It's important. The United States must survive. Because if the United States go down, we got a real problem, globally. If the United States go down, okay? If you think not, ask the Ukrainian people the help that they're getting to keep their democracy in check. With that, I want to say much love, and we'll chit-chat again on the next adventure. Much love, guys.